Welcome back to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Richard Kemp. Today's a great day. Why, you might ask? Because we get to visit with Nancy Addison, a certified nutritionist, chef, health counselor, and a number one best-selling author. Nancy and I have started this informational segment called Food for Medicine, and Nancy is a great resource of healthy, organic information to push us in the right direction. Hey, Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Richard. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing great and so happy to be here.
Thank you so much. What do you have for us?
Well, today I thought there are so many people who are challenged with blood sugar problems. And so I thought I would talk about a few things that we can do to help our blood sugar levels in an easy, effective way.
Okay. Blood sugars. Good topic.
Well, one of the first things I would say is cinnamon. Add some cinnamon to your coffee or to your toast in the morning. It's quite literally an emerging true wonder food. They show that it really helps lower blood sugar, lowers cholesterol, helps the triglyceride levels in people with type 2 diabetes. It contains lots of antioxidants that create healthier arteries and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So it can benefit us in many ways. It will also make you feel more alert and have more energy. So the studies show that even a teaspoon a day can help tame blood sugar levels.
Very interesting. I've always loved cinnamon. I just never thought it would help my blood sugar.
You know, it's easy to add to your food. If you're having oatmeal, you can put it on that, or toast, or something like that. And I know a lot of people add them to their coffees now.
Sure. I love it. Can I put that with my cinnamon toast with sugar?
You got to be careful of the sugar. That sugar is going to, you know, really spike your blood sugar. So you want to use something healthier, like maybe a xylitol sugar instead of regular sugar.
Or even just local honey.
I think raw honey is a good choice, but for people with diabetes, you really would want to avoid any kind of sweetener like that as much as possible. So as far as the sugars and the sweeteners go, just try to limit those as much as possible.
Yes, Mom.
And then another thing you can do to help control blood sugar is adding omega-3 fatty acids to the diet. Studies have shown that it really helps with lowering blood sugar levels. So that would be cold-pressed hemp seed oil or cold-pressed flaxseed oil. And you can just add that to your food in the morning, like if you're having oatmeal after it's off the stove when it's cool, add that to your cereal. Or you can put it in a smoothie or something like that.
Got it. So for more information, you can log on to organichealthylifestyle.com, where you can sign up for Mom's newsletter.
When you get my newsletter, when you sign up for my newsletter, you'll be able to get my healthy grocery store walkthrough. And it's full of all kinds of great information to help you make better grocery store shopping purchases.
And when you shop at Amazon, as we all do, we all get onto Amazon at some point, search for Nancy Addison's author page, where her 5 books are now available. Well, thank you, Nancy, so much for being here.
Thank you, Richard. It was a pleasure.
Now, stay tuned. When I come back from this break, I'm inviting everyone to join me in downtown Abilene at the Paramount Theater for a holiday shindig with Bruce Robeson and Kelly Willis on December the 17th. Stay tuned. Details to follow.